From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At the first high-level North-South Korean talks in 2 years, the South proposed holding family reunions during next month's Winter Olympic Games, while the North offered to send a high-level delegation to the Games. Both sides also agreed to restore a military-to-military hotline. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said the talks resumed after having been severed for a long time, but he believed the meeting is a first step and half the journey. The talks are the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's offer of dialogue during a New Year's Day address. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Orper said outside pressure over the North's banned nuclear and missile programs may have created the atmosphere to make the talks possible.
Clearly, the U.S. has taken a peaceful pressure campaign. It clearly has been something that Donald Trump has taken credit for in terms of sustaining pressure. There has been a step up of U.S. military capability. There have been a whole set of drills over the last 6 months. And so those joint exercises have been perceived seriously, and sanctions may be taking a bite.
The U.S. has welcomed the talks but insists the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. Meanwhile, South Korea said it will not renegotiate an agreement with Japan on wartime sex slavery, an issue that has long hampered better bilateral ties. A 2015 agreement included a Japanese apology and payment of nearly $9 million for forcing Korean women into servicing occupying Japanese troops during World War II. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, says it's time for his generation to step back and allow new heads to lead. Tsvangirai has been at the helm of the Movement for Democratic Change since 1999. He's battling cancer. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron continued his state visit to China Tuesday, touring Beijing's Forbidden City ahead of his bilateral talks with China's leader, Xi Jinping. Monday, Mr. Macron sought reciprocity in business ties with China. Jean-Pierre Cabestan is a China watcher at Hong Kong Baptist University.
If there's one word to summarize his approach to France's relations with China is reciprocity, which means all the initiatives made by China are okay as long as they allow French businesses, French companies, and French interests to be protected.
The French leader hopes to bolster business ties with China while cooperating in the areas of climate change, security, and relations with Africa. An Iranian oil tanker continues to burn off the east coast of China after colliding with a freighter Saturday. The body of one of 32 missing crew members has been recovered. Concerns are growing the Sanchi tanker could explode and sink, creating an environmental hazard. It contains 136,000 tons of light crude oil. The Trump administration Monday announced it will suspend temporary protection status to nearly 200,000 citizens from El Salvador who currently live in the U.S. since earthquakes struck the Central American nation in 2001. They hold what's called temporary protected status, which has shielded them from deportation. Jaime Contreras is with the Service Employees International Union.
This decision, you know, it wasn't completely unexpected, but it's real. And it makes me sad.
Ira Melman is with the Private Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR.
Quite frankly, it should never have been dragged out for this long. You have lobbyists who lobby over and over again to have this benefit extended long after the triggering event has occurred and long after any reasonable time frame for the country to recover. And we should not allow that to happen.
The decision comes amid a debate over the status of hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. President Donald Trump told U.S. farmers Monday his administration is making it easier for them to do what they do.
We're streamlining regulations that have blocked cutting-edge biotechnology, setting free our farmers to innovate, thrive, and to grow.
Speaking in Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Trump said his recently enacted tax plan will benefit family farmers. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced a cabinet reshuffling as Britain prepares to leave the European Union. The top posts of Foreign Secretary, Brexit Secretary, Chancellor of the Exchequer, and Home Minister were unchanged, but she appointed a new chairman, a deputy chairman of the Conservative Party. 2017 was the most expensive year for disasters in the U.S., following three strong hurricanes, wildfires, flooding, tornadoes, and drought. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the tally exceeded $300 billion. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.